And away we go. Here we are off and running on this Monday, December the 9th, 2019. 12/9/19. Coming up on 11 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into WWGH Radio on this very rainy, spring-like Monday morning in December, close to Christmas. Now, wasn't it funny this morning how all of the weathermen on television, meteorologists, as they're called now, we're talking about how this is a very spring-like day in the midst of fall. Because we're still in fall for, 12 more days? Winter comes on December the 21st. But that's how they all referred to it this morning. It was a very spring-like wet day in December, which I guess works. I mean, that probably is the truth. Spring-like wet day in December. I don't know what the average temperature is supposed to be this time of year. I think like in the 40s. I think that's where we're supposed to be. Maybe a little lower than that as we head into Christmas. I remember talking to the Farmer's Almanac assistant editor, I think he was, back in August. And I think he said that there was a good possibility that we would have a white Christmas. And that book is pretty accurate a lot of times. So who knows? A white Christmas might be on its way in 16 days. Can you believe it's 16 days away now? Now, I know everybody has heard me complain for the last couple weeks about how I'm not in the Christmas spirit. Well, it is interesting because this past weekend, I did go out because I wanted to observe if everything I was saying was true. And on Saturday, I did go out shopping for the first time for Christmas. And I bought a few items. Matter of fact, I bought a few items yesterday as well. I found a really good deal. And that always makes you really happy when you can knock out a few people that quickly. But what I did notice was when I was out this past weekend is, and I even said this to the person I was with because I went out shopping with somebody else, do you notice how they're not playing Christmas music all the time? We actually stopped and ate in the middle of this, and it's not back-to-back Christmas music in the restaurants. It's not back-to-back Christmas music in the department store, and here we are 16 days away. And the only store that I saw that was really decorated up for Christmas, and I didn't go into every store in Marion on Saturday. But the one that was really decorated was Walmart. Walmart had a tree up in the service area and all kinds of decorations for the local employees, but really the other stores did not. They had some, but not a whole lot. So I don't know. I don't know if it's because the shopping season is so short this year and people are thinking we're already so close to Christmas, why waste the time to put it up? Or I was thinking about this, and I don't know if this is true or not, but we tend to be people in society who focus on one thing, and right now our focus is Christmas. But the truth of the matter, 7 days after Christmas is 2020. And 2020 is a big year because anytime we go into a new decade, that's a big thing. And particularly for us in Marion, 2020 will be a very interesting year because I believe that's the year that the Harding Center is going to open up. It's the 100th anniversary of President Harding being inaugurated, 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. Plus, just in general, it's a Summer Olympic year, it's a presidential election year, it's a leap year. There's a lot of things going on in 2020. So maybe everybody's focusing in on New Year's this year, and because the Christmas season was so short, coming with Thanksgiving coming so late, maybe that's the issue that's going on. So I don't know. It could be. I can't say at this point. But to the question, am I more in the Christmas mood? Yeah, I feel a little more in the Christmas mood now because I did go out and I was around people and I do have some gifts bought now. As a matter of fact, I'm making pretty good headway on this gift thing and I still have 16 days left. I don't have anything wrapped yet, so I still have to work on that. You know, the wrapping's an interesting thing because I think wrapping a gift for some people is a work of art. I walk into some people's houses and these gifts look like Picasso's. People take the time, people take the effort, every corner is turned correctly, the bows are all on perfectly, the tags are all on perfectly. I was never able to do that. My packages look, I don't know what you would say my packages look like. Maybe my packages look like a Picasso ripoff. You know they're trying to look like Picasso, you know they're trying to look well wrapped, but they're just not getting there. That's how my packages always look. So I haven't got to the wrapping stage yet, which hopefully I will this week, because now I do have some gifts to wrap and get under the tree. But I usually try to do that. I never get everything wrapped in one foul swoop, but I usually try to buy a bunch of gifts and then have them ready to go, and that way I can just have like a wrapping couple hours where I get the tape out, and I get the wrapping paper out, and I get the scissors out, and the bows, and the name tags, and a pen to write on them, and go to it and get a lot of things under the tree. And I don't think I'm quite at that point yet, but I'm getting close, because between Saturday and Sunday, and a gift I had bought in, which I think I bought the day after Thanksgiving, I'm getting a few. There are a few gifts that I can start to get under this tree, but we are now 16 days away. Can you believe that? So I hope you made good on your weekend this past weekend. I heard a statistic. I think it might have been on this station on the radio. I'm not sure who was talking about it last week, but that the busiest shopping day of the year is the day before Christmas, which I had heard that before, so that was no shock to me. But that something like 90% of men, and I guess this is a gender thing, 90% of men wait until the day before Christmas to buy their gifts? Do you think that's a true thing? I don't know. I'd never really heard that before. 90%. I know a lot of people wait till the day before Christmas, but I always thought that was just like last-minute shoppers, which I guess the men are, but I didn't realize that they buy nothing during the Christmas season, and then 90% of them go out the day before and buy the gift. I did that one time, and I'll never forget it. It was like 6 years ago, and I cannot remember for the life of me why I did no Christmas shopping that year. I literally did zero. And I remember, because my family has their big celebration on Christmas Eve, usually about 7 o'clock, I remember, and I was having it at my house that year. And I remember I got up on Christmas Eve morning, and I had done no shopping. Nothing wrapped, nothing bought, had nothing. And I remember I went out that day and did it all that day, Christmas Eve day. And I do remember it being very hectic. I remember the stores being mobbed and the parking lots being mobbed, and it was very hectic. And then I kept thinking to myself as I was out shopping, and it was raining that day. It was one of those Christmases where it rained. Didn't snow, but it was raining the entire time. So you'd carry these presents from the car to the store, and it was just constant rain. So it really was not a pleasurable experience, and I vowed that I would never do that again. And luckily this year, it looks like I will never do that again because I do have a majority of gifts bought 16 days out. But that was awful. And then I had to run home, and I remember I got home something like 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and I had to wrap all these things before everybody came over at about 6:30 for the party at 7. But I did get it done, so I was happy with that. And I remember I had this big gift to wrap. And if I remember right, I think it was either a foosball table or something like that, because they had a really good deal on it that day. And I wasn't going to buy it, but I thought, okay, I'm going to buy that. And I bought it, and trying to wrap that was murder. And then I actually had to take that over to somebody's house, if I remember right. And that was a project in and of itself. So Christmas is fun, and I enjoy it. And the real meaning behind Christmas is the spirit and all the church events and things of that nature and the everything that goes along with it, whatever your religious belief is. And that's great because I love people going to the church services. I love that churches are open on Christmas Eve. I love that people do candlelight things. I love that people do masses. I just think it's great. I think it's a really nice thing. So you got to remember that under all of this stuff, there is still that. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about, and this is not meant to be a depressing thing, but I guess in a way it might be depressing. We all stay in touch on Facebook now. So a lot of the people I went to school with, you know, the only way I really stay in touch with them is on Facebook. And this past weekend, I saw a post from one of my friends who I had went to school with. And a matter of fact, this was even somebody I became acquainted with later on in life, after school, because they worked at Sears. When I worked at Sears, when they were still open here in town when I was in college. And I saw them put a post up of kind of being depressed. And I usually don't read all the way through people's posts when they write those big long posts. But this is kind of uncharacteristic of this person to be depressed, so I wondered what was going on. And I read through the post, and this person is still local here in Marion. And I found out that this person's mother had died in the last few days. And I guess they had died in a car accident, which I think makes it even worse if we can rate death, which I don't know how you do that. But, you know, it just goes to show you that life can change any time. And the sad thing about this was, which I guess it is for all people who lose people this time of year, is that, you know, to have it happen in a car accident when the person, to my knowledge, had not been ill, it's just shocking. And they had pictures from the person at Thanksgiving, which was just a couple weeks ago, and they were fine and having a good time, and it was just very sad to see. So, you know, my heart certainly goes out to that family for what they're going through right now. And I think it's the first parent they've lost, because I'm pretty sure the father is still alive. As a matter of fact, I know he is, because when I read the post, it talked about that. So, and it was a particularly sad thing, because to be honest, these friends of mine, their mother used to was the manager of the local video store that was in the neighborhood where I grew up. Now, does anybody remember video stores? I think we still have one left here in town. What is it? Family Video over on Main Street. I think that's the only video store that still survives. And I don't know how well they do. At one time I heard they were closing, but I don't think Family Video ever did close up. I think it's still over there last time I was over there. But she ran the local video store in town, and she ran it for a long time. It was under two or three different companies, but she was always the one in there managing the kids who worked there. So I got to know her, you know, fairly well, because in those days we all went out and rented videos and rented video games and did all sorts of things. So I certainly did know this woman, and it's just sad. And I guess the point is, I think about all the trivial stuff that we do worry about. You know, everybody is always so stressed out this time of year, and I talked a little bit about this last week, but people are stressed out in general all year long. It's not just at Christmas. They're stressed out all the time. People are calling people names. People are saying stuff about other people. People are worried about how things are going to be perceived. And then something like this happens that you have no control over. You know, it's far worse, I would think, than any of the other things going on. So, I'm sorry that happened, and I don't want to say anybody's name, because maybe the funeral arrangements have not been made or anything of that nature, but I certainly hope that the family is able to do the best they can with losing somebody in that way over the holiday season, which is very, very tough, in my estimation. So, there is that particular part of the story this morning. At one point I had something like that to deal with, a tragedy over the holiday, but you do get through it. oddly enough. You think back on it all these many years later, and you do get through it. Time passes. That's the funny thing about life, and really the funny thing about human beings in general that I'm always amazed about. People will worry about all kinds of things, and then you know what? They happen, the worst happens, and then a month later, it's kind of all over. People don't even think about it anymore. They say, well, that was that. And they go on with their life. I was thinking about that on a smaller issue because another friend of mine, you know, we learn everything through Facebook now. Another friend of mine was talking about how the transmission went out on their car a couple weeks ago during this holiday season. And, you know, that's a big thing to lose the transmission on your car. That can be an expensive fix. That can certainly put you out of business as far as going anywhere. And then I saw late last week where they had a new car, and a nice new car. So I imagine the transmission had probably been acting up for quite a while because usually they just don't go out all at once, even though that can happen. But now this person no longer has the transmission problems. They are in their new car, which I'm sure they enjoy. From what I got from the picture, they certainly are enjoying it. And life goes on. And away we go. So that's my little soliloquy this morning about how I think sometimes maybe we just shouldn't worry so much, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And then you deal with it and you go on. And sometimes it does lead to good things, like in the case of this woman's car. So there you go. Now, letters to Santa Claus. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. You do not want to miss this. Send a letter to Santa Claus, and you will get a letter back. You still have time to do this. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Also, if you would like to send a Christmas card here to the station, you can do that. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208. Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you include your return address, we will get a card back to you. And we will also display your card in the studio, and we've already got a couple. So we'll be sending out those Christmas cards very soon. Now here we are, 27 minutes past the hour, and I thought we'd go back and do some more Christmas trivia. Now last week, when we started with our It's a Wonderful Life trivia and just general Christmas trivia, we did very well. But then we did How the Grinch Stole Christmas trivia. I think we did that last Wednesday morning. And for whatever reason, that did not go over very well. Maybe people just don't know a lot about the Grinch. I think we only got one question answered. So, I still have the two questions that we have left from last Monday. So we're going to get into those. But also, I have a whole new batch of questions here. Now, I am going to run down the Grinch questions again, just to see if anybody knows any of them. Because if you can answer a Grinch question, we'll still be glad to take that answer. But I do have a new batch of questions to wonder and know if you can get the answer. Now, the two questions we have left that we never got answered from last Monday and kind of trickled all through last week. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Does anybody know that? Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? I think that's the longest question we've had, and it is a holdover question from last week. So again, which Christmas word means turning of the sun? And I just learned recently that this was a celebration in and of itself, that this is actually a holiday that people celebrate. So which Christmas word means turning of the sun? And I don't think we've gotten this one yet. I don't remember getting this one, so we'll leave it out there. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Does anybody know that one? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? Now, those are the two we have left from last week. 740-383-9944. Now, we do have our Grinch trivia questions. We've only gotten one of these answered, so I'm going to run down through these really quick. And if you have an answer to one of these, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Where did the Grinch live? Does anybody know where the Grinch lived? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? What was the one thing the Grinch liked least of all about Christmas? As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, what was the first thing to go? The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what? Only leaving bare wall. Oh, maybe this is an answer to one of our questions. Wouldn't that be interesting? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
I want to answer one question.
Okay, go ahead.
The Grinch lived in a cave on top of the mountain.
He did live in a cave on top of the mountain, but it does have a name. Do you know the name of the cave he lived in?
I can't remember the name. I know he lived in a cave on top of the mountain. I can't remember the name.
Okay, but you are right. He did live in a cave above Whoville, but that does have a name.
Right.
Right.
And did you get the answer on what he destroyed when he broke Saint Elm?
No, what was that again?
The first thing he destroyed when he first came down.
Oh, that's right. Right, yeah. What's the answer on that one?
That was the Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree. Let's see. The first thing that had to go, it was not the Christmas tree. He did not take the Christmas tree first.
I thought that was it. Anyway, all right, I'll think about it later.
Okay, keep thinking.
All right.
Bye-bye. Not the Christmas tree. The Grinch did not take the Christmas tree first. Okay, two of the questions we just went through here. Where did the Grinch live? Now, it is true he did live above Whoville on a mountain. But does anybody know the name of that mountain? 740-383-9944. What was the name of the place the Grinch lived on that mountain? It does have a name. Now the other question, what did the Grinch steal first as he ransacked Whoville? Go ahead, caller.
The first thing to go were the stockings.
You're right. As the Grinch ransacked Whoville, the first thing to go was the Christmas stockings. He snuck down and took those right off the mantle.
Yes, he did.
Hey, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
You are right. It was not the Christmas tree. It was the Christmas stockings. Well, today we're doing a lot better with the Grinch trivia. I like this. Yes, the Grinch took the Christmas stockings first. I was thinking the other day, do people still put stockings up? I don't see a whole lot of those in people's houses anymore. But yes, when the Grinch was ransacking Whoville, the first thing he took was the Christmas stockings. Okay, we've got that one out of the way. Okay, on the Grinch trivia, here's what we have left. Where did the Grinch live? He did live on a mountain above Whoville, but do we know what the name of that mountain was? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? There was something about Christmas the Grinch liked least of all. The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what? Does anybody know what that was? As the Grinch cleaned out the icebox, he even took the last can of something. What was it? Only leaving bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house? Now, we know what the first thing was. It was the stockings. But does anybody know what the last thing the Grinch took from the house was as he was on his conquest on Christmas night? And the final Grinch question, how did the Grinch know that he had not stopped Christmas from coming? Something happened that tipped the Grinch off that he had not stopped Christmas from coming. 740-383-9944, 34 minutes past the hour here on WWGH Radio. And we do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo Lights still left here, which are good through the first of the year, if you'd like tickets to those. And the questions left over from last week, which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We don't have that. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? You have a 1 in 50 chance of getting that right. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as a holiday? And then our Grinch trivia. Where did the Grinch live? Does anybody know where he lived? It was on a mountain above Whoville, but it did have a name. Where did the Grinch live? Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he liked least of all? As the Grinch cleaned out the icebox, he even took the last can of what? What did the Grinch take the last can of? Only leaving bare wall with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the house? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's rainy. A rainy...
Yeah.
All, what, that's what they all said this morning, all the meteorologists. It's a rainy, spring-like morning.
Yes, right. I mean, I'm driving down 23. People are driving like grandma and grandpa. And, it should be illegal driving in a fast lane. I think I'm going to run for the Ohio governor and change that rule. If you're driving in a fast lane, you cannot go the same speed as the other car. Should be a wall for that.
You know, I don't know what the rules are, honestly, with the fast lane on interstates or anything like that. I don't know what the... I don't know what if there's official laws on the books. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I think years ago it used to be a law, but now they didn't. But I think it should be a law because they tie up traffic. And then they want to worry, like, when traffic jams happen and, like, if there's a wreck, because people, like, driving the fast lane for no odd reason to be stupid, you know.
Now, why do you think slower cars get in the fast lane?
I have no idea. I don't. They don't know how to drive. Especially, I noticed when you hit Delaware, it's the worst. I think I'm gonna become a driving instructor in Delaware.
So you think they're moving particularly slow in Delaware?
Yeah, they do. I can tell the difference once I hit with Delaware County. Everything goes to a heat stop.
Everything slows down a little bit more.
Oh, it sure does, and I don't know what it is. But, some of your trivia questions, I can't believe nobody got the first holiday, because you and Bailey tried to hit it around all week. I'm surprised nobody got that trivia question yet.
Well, we hinted around that it was not Ohio. I don't know if we ever said exactly what it was, but it's interesting.
No, you never said what it was. It was hinted around a little bit all week, right?
Well, I think the day she was here, it might have been.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I don't know if it was. But who knows? Maybe it'll come up.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised. I was just surprised. I mean, some people know their Grinch trivia, but I thought that was a more popular thing because you cannot go to any store now without seeing a Grinch sweater or a Grinch t-shirt or Grinch items or Grinch dolls or the Grinch book. I thought that had become much more popular, but who knows? Maybe the original is not as popular as I thought.
You know, I don't know, like I said, I was never a Grinch fan, but the mountain is the name of the mountain.
Do what?
I said I'm not a big Grinch fan, you know, but the name of the mountain is the unique name.
Oh, it is. But, you know, it's the first thing they talk about in the movie, or the cartoon, I guess. So I'm surprised that people don't know it, because it's one of the first things they talk about, where the Grinch lived.
Yeah. I won't give it away, but, yeah.
I am just surprised, though. Like I said, when I went out shopping this past weekend, and I finally found it to be true, that stores are not playing Christmas music back-to-back, that a lot of stores are not decorated up for Christmas.
No.
And the nearest thing I can figure out to why this is because I think maybe people are looking ahead to 2020 because it is a big New Year's this year. When every time you change a decade or you go into something particularly big, which 2020 will be, I think maybe that is taking precedent over Christmas this year.
Probably so, because, you know, we vote for we vote for the president, and we have leap year, and we're living every day in 2020.
Well, it's the Olympics, and particularly for us here in Marion, it's the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected. The Harding Center, I think, is set to open next year. It's 100 years of women getting the right to vote in a presidential election. It's just a lot of things in 2020, and also it's just the start of a new decade. Anytime we start a new decade, it seems like it's a big deal. When we went into 2000s, that was a big deal. 2010 was a big deal. But what I don't know is, now that we've been through the first 20 years of the 2000s, because we really don't call those decades anything. Like we used to say the 80s, the 90s. We call them the 2000s, but people really don't refer to that. Now, does 2000s mean the first 10 years? Because people haven't called this decade the teens. Like 10 through 19, they haven't called it the teens. So I'm not even sure what this decade was called, 2010 to 2020. But I'm wondering if they'll call 2020 to 2030, will they call that the 20s? Because I don't know if they will or not, because would that confuse it with the 1920s, which they refer to as the
20s? Oh, that's a good question. I really never thought about that. Yeah, because I was born in the 80s, right? I always say, you know, back in the 80s, you know, and like you said, and, yeah, it's a good question. I don't know how they were, refer that. It's going to be different.
Because there are still people alive who were born in the 1920s. Now, we say if the 1920s, we go, well, that was the 20s. A matter of fact, it was called the Roaring 20s, here in America. But yet, will this decade be called the 20s? Will we call the 2020s the 20s? I don't know.
That's going to be interesting what word they come up with.
Well, it will be fascinating, and it'll also be fascinating to see what kind of New Year's parties will be going on, because I think as soon as Christmas is over this year, they'll have 7 days till New Year's, and New Year's is going to be one of those gigantic celebrations, kind of like it was when the year 2000 came around. And I think maybe that's what all this lack of Christmas spirit this year is. Plus, we had one of the shortest Christmas seasons of all time.
Yeah, what is it, less than 24 days or something between...
We had a little more than 24, but it wasn't much more. We had, 25 days in December, and then we had 2 days left in November. So I think it ended up being 27 days. We still have 16 of them left, which means, I mean, we're not even halfway there yet. But it is interesting. Like I say, I got some of my shopping done this past weekend. I've got nothing wrapped and under my tree with 16 days left to go. Have you done anything shopping-wise? Or do you feel you're ahead of the game or behind it this year?
I am behind myself this year. I got a few things that came in the mail, but I'm behind myself. I'm in a mood. I love Christmas, but... I just can't find anything. Like, nothing's stuck. It's my problem. Trying to find anything is stuck. Even online, like, stuff, you know, they're not keeping something stuck.
Well, all I know is usually by this point, lists are out from people. People are asking you what you want. People are getting ready for Christmas parties and all sorts of things. This year just seems like a drought. And I don't know what is causing that. Now, I said a few years ago when Christmas was Christmas Eve, it was 70 degrees. Now, I remember saying, well, this really doesn't feel much like Christmas. But I remember that Christmas season feeling like Christmas. Even the guests we've had on this show, nobody's really talking much about Christmas this year. Nobody's saying much. It's very strange. I have not seen Santa Clauses. I don't know if Santa Claus is still at the mall or not. If it is, it certainly has not been advertised. I don't know where everything is. It's very strange this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Walmart has Santa Claus or not.
When I was there Saturday, they didn't.
Huh. Because they way in the back, though.
I went all through Walmart. I was there for about an hour and a half. I walked the entire store. There was no Santa Claus.
That I don't know. I don't know where Santa Claus is in America. But is he on the mall?
That's what I say. He might be, and that's where he's always been, but I'm saying I've seen no advertisement of that. I have seen nobody say they were taking their kids out to the mall to see Santa Claus. I have not seen Santa Claus anywhere else. Sometimes you'll see him in the stores doing special appearances, passing out things. I haven't seen anything like that this year.
I'm not really sure. I've never really heard of it myself, to be honest. Of course, I never really was hunting down or nothing, but that's a good question. I guess we'll have to find out. That way we can advertise it on the radio where Santa Claus is for children.
Well, I also think people are particularly stressed this year. I think the Christmas season was shorter. I think people have less time to get things done. I think I don't know. I don't even see a lot of Christmas stuff on Facebook. Facebook is usually bombarded with Christmas stuff and Christmas pictures and Christmas sayings, and I mean, I see some, but I certainly don't see the amount that I've seen in the past.
Well, I know the economy is booming right now.
Well, I say, I'm not sure if money's driving this or not. I don't know what... It seems to just be a lack of getting together. It seems to be a lack of doing things that have to do with Christmas. It seems to be... To me, it seems like people are just stressed out.
Well, it could just be the weather. The weather's been kind of up and down... stressful, you know, cloudiness and raininess, you know, it could be the weather in Ohio this year. It's been kind of a weird winter. I mean, it's raining today. It was a high of 46.
Well, it could be. I don't know. All I know is that, and I've talked to a lot of people, and I'm trying to remember who the other day said to me they were not in the Christmas spirit. And,
are you in the mood for Christmas?
I know that it's Christmas. I mean, I've decorated at home. The studio here is decorated. People are talking about it, but I really have, I mean, Saturday it was fun to go out and shop. At least I got some of that done. That takes a little bit of the pressure off. But as far as hearing a lot of music and watching a lot of Christmas shows and any of that, not really. No, I just haven't seen a lot of it yet. Now, maybe it'll happen in the next 16 days, but I haven't seen it. Where are the radio stations that used to play back-to-back Christmas music? Are they doing that this year? If they are, I haven't heard a lot of advertisement about it.
Good question. I really don't know. I don't know that answer. Like I said, I have not really been listening to... I really don't listen to the radio. I get a lot of Christmas music on my satellite radio, but not local. I really don't listen to the local radio, that's just ours. And I hear, you know, a little bit of ours, but other than that, I don't listen to the other really radio stations locally.
Well, I think it used to be 93.3 that started, like, the week of Thanksgiving, and they never stopped until after Christmas. But I haven't flipped over there to see if they're doing it, but I certainly have not heard anything about it, if they are.
Well, I knew the River years ago. The River used to play a lot of Christmas.
I don't know.
The River?
Yeah, I know the River. I don't know. All I know is there just seems to be a lack of Christmas, and not a lot of Christmas cards this year. I mean, usually there's a lot of Christmas cards, but that could be because of the short season. I don't really know. I don't know what's driving it. All I know is people seem a little more anxious this year and seem to be preoccupied with other things.
You know, I was talking to some people at work the other day about Christmas, and this one lady, she's in her late 70s, right? She's still works, and I asked her about her Christmas, you know, back in the day, and you know, she said they never did never did lists. She said back when she was growing up, they never did really Christmas list for people. And she just got them what she thought that she would like them. But now we do Christmas nowadays.
Well, some people,
back in the day, they really never did that.
Well, you know, some people do. Some people do Christmas lists, and some people don't. But maybe it is the commercialization of Christmas. Maybe it's the idea that we aren't back to what the Christmas season is really supposed to be about. That could be part of it. I don't know. All I know is December used to be a month where people took the stress out of their life as far as everything else besides Christmas, and they tried to do good deeds. It just seems this year like people are kind of, I don't know, just as snipey and just as kind of, you know, like nothing has changed. It's December. Who cares? Nothing's different.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just the way it goes, I guess, in the world. But I was just thinking, back on that list, I think if you get somebody that they already have, that's probably why we started Christmas list. I mean, of course, when you're a child, you write, you know, like you write to Santa Claus, of course, but I'm talking about, you know, the family members. Like, they never, I mean, she wrote, you know, she said she writes to Santa Claus and stuff like that, but I'm talking about, like, other family members. They never wrote. They just say they just got what they wanted. But now we don't do that nowadays. Now family members, you know, this is what I want, you know, this is what I need. And it's probably because everybody has just about, you know, you don't want to duplicate their, you know what I mean, I guess. Is that why we do it, you think?
Well, I don't know.
We don't duplicate their...
You know, to be honest, in my family, at my Christmas occasions over the years, I don't really get lists from people, to be honest. Most people don't give me a list.
Oh, really?
No, not really. I mean, I can't remember. As far as, like, my family, I've never gotten a list from them.
Oh, so you just get whatever you think?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, years ago, I used to try to buy clothes, and then I thought, well, that's not a good idea because I really don't know what size they are. And then I went into buying things like practical gifts, like socks or jewelry or things like that that everybody can use. And that went over well. And there was a time when I would buy, like, cooking utensils and things like that that I thought people could use in the kitchen. But then I stopped doing that because I thought, well, maybe they have those or they would never use those. So now I just try to go with something that I know that they don't have, that they would probably never buy for themselves, and that they can use. You know, there are certain things that people can always use, like socks and ties, and people don't think about it at the time. But, you know, in the computer age, computer paper, there are things that everybody, a lot of people lose their chargers to their cell phones. It's always good to have a backup cell phone charger if you know what kind of cell phone they have. There are a lot of things you can do now that are more practical than you used to be able to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, you talk about the technology. Everybody can use a technology thing. There's always an electronic out there somebody can use. That's for sure.
I know. It's just a different type of a world, and maybe that's slowing things down, too, because one thing I did notice when I was out shopping on Saturday night, boy, there were a lot of people in the gaming aisles. You know, maybe it's game show time. But before we run out of time here, I only know we got a couple minutes left. Somebody called in on Friday and wanted to know about your diet, and I don't want to speak for you, so you tell people about it.
It's going. It's up and down. I mean, you know, I got to join the gym still, but... I'm not losing enough, but yeah. Other than that, I'm hanging in there, and I'm going to have to probably modify it. My doctor says, because my blood pressure is it's skyrocketing on this carb diet. I guess I'm not sure what's going on with that yet. I got to figure something out on that.
So as far as
high blood pressure.
So as far as the keto diet itself, I mean, are you still following this in any way?
I'm not eating bread at all. I mean, I'll take a day off here and there. But as far as, you know, usually during the week I'll stay on it, and I might take a small day off. I might have a cheat day every so often. But yeah, I'm still following, but I'm not I'm not eating pepperoni every day like I was doing when I was doing for the sodium. So I'm trying to cut back and eat more salads and stuff like that.
Well, salads are the way to go, but what do you think changed from the time you got on the keto diet until now to now you feel a little differently about it?
I was not eating the right foods, I guess. I gotta eat in moderation, because a processed food has a lot of sodium in it, I found out. So I got to start cooking regular stuff more, because my blood pressure, I can hear my, you know, sometimes I can hear my heartbeat in my ear. So that means my blood pressure is like skyrocketing. So I've got to cut back on the sodium somehow.
Yeah, that's a problem. I don't know. It's a tough thing to be on, but do you find it hard to be on it during the holidays?
During Thanksgiving, I did all right. All I had was a piece of ham. I really wasn't feeling all that great on Thanksgiving either, actually. For some reason, every year, I don't feel good on that day. I don't know what it is. That must be like a curse or something. But all I had was a piece of ham, a keto cookie. My stepmom made a cake. It was a really delicious keto cookie. Made out of keto stuff. And I had a piece of turkey and some green beans for Thanksgiving. So.
Now, this past weekend, just real quick before we part ways here, like what did you have this past weekend? Just something. What typically were you eating over the weekend?
This weekend, actually, yesterday, I just had pizza toppings. I just had the pizza toppings for dinner.
Oh, okay. Well, so things are still partially there, but not all the way.
I'm not on the full keto diet, which I think it's because I think are you all taking keto days off? I don't even know. Well, I'm not following the keto diet 100%, I guess, if I take a days off, because I don't know if you put that days off on it or not, but I modified it. Well, I go to my doctor's here for a long to find out exactly how my numbers are running and see what they recommend.
Well, good news is, in just a few weeks here, it'll be the New Year's, and the number one New Year's resolution every year always is to lose weight.
Right, and I just got to, I definitely got to join that gym, because on this diet, if you bring in a lot of carbs, it says you have to have a lot of exercise, and I have not been doing that, so that's probably why I have not been losing a lot.
Well, we shall see what happens. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Now you have the update on Sean's particular diet. 57 minutes past the hour, and we wish him well with that. We hope it turns out well in the end, but I do think diets are hard at holiday time. Telephone lines are still open here, 740-383-9944. If you have a comment on that or anything else we've talked about this morning, give us a call. Our trivia questions are still out there. Which Christmas word means turning of the sun? We don't have that one. Which U.S. state was the first to recognize Christmas as an official holiday? We don't have that one yet. Where did the Grinch live? We still don't know where the Grinch lived. He did have a particular place. Although the Grinch disliked many things about Christmas, what was the one thing he disliked least of all? Does anybody know that? The Grinch cleaned out the icebox. He even took the last can of what? What did the Grinch take the last can of? Only leaving bare walls with nothing but hooks and some wire, what was the last thing the Grinch took from the houses he was ransacking? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, a little while ago, Sean was talking about all the traffic in Delaware.
Yes.
I think it has to do with the 36 or 37 traffic lights there is between Marion and 270.
Is that how many of them there are?
Yep, and there's more going in. They're building that, whatever it is, senior complex there across from the South Walmart, and they're putting another light in there.
Do you think it's slowing down on accidents on 23? Because I know there are a lot of them every day.
No, I don't. Well, I think it's causing more accidents.
The traffic lights?
You come from Columbus, up to about Lewis Center, and the traffic's pretty light. But then you get on up all by the seminary and all that, then it starts to get crowded, and you hit two lights there, and then you hit two more lights, and then you hit two more lights. It's just a bunch of traffic down there. I think that's what the slowdown is the traffic lights.
It's interesting. I tend to agree with you. Thanks for calling.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. We're coming up on a break here. If you have any answers to these trivia questions, just hold them for about 15 minutes because we're going to come back and do more trivia in about 15 minutes here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Story about the catastrophe, the Moby looking down on his favorite planet Earth, and he was very disturbed over what he saw. He saw the 3 Mile Island or the 10 Mile Island. He saw Chernobyl in Russia. He saw atomic bombs destroying Nagasaki and Hiroshima. He said to his son, my Zeus, I would like you to go down to my planet and see what you can do to at least ease the tension that is abiding by my favorite planet. Zeus says, Pop, if I go down there,